Check S Mobile.
With Lonesome again, Dave. Get hooked up with Jimmy in 0TR.
Oh, yeah, we got done what we had to get done, and I'm on my way home.
Well, that's what we're doing. We've been down visiting with our daughter, and she's still convalescing. She had a, oh, kind of like I had in my shoulder. The labrum was torn in one of her hips. She'd had that in the other hip, and I blame it on football, but I never tell her that. And she played football when she was up in Detroit years ago for the National Women's Football League. That don't do your hips any good, I don't think.
Oh, she played football? Really? Wow.
She's a fullback for the National Women's Football League up there for, oh, several years, and then they abolished that league, and she's gotten older, so she couldn't possibly do it now. She's 50 years old, but she was playing in her 30s, and they go all over the country. I wish these people get the heck out of my way or something. My gracious. Going down Buncombe here and can't get anywhere. Yeah, I got a picture of her sometime. I'll show it to you. She's a football nut, I'll tell you. They watched both the games yesterday. And we did too, which is unusual. And she's even coached some down here for the high school teams at times.
Oh, that's excellent. Well, you know, I got a question for you. I've got a couple of, a friend of mine passed away up on Long Island, and he was a big CW guy. And I've got about four or five of his keyers. A couple of them are paddle keyers, and a couple of them are like regular straight keys. Am I mistaken in remembering that you do CW also?
Say again, you chop a little bit there, Dave.
Oh my gosh, well, I'm on Brushy Creek here, so the repeater got a little noisy to me too. I've got a couple of keys. I got a couple of straight keys and a couple of paddle keyers. I was wondering if you're interested in taking them off my hands.
No, sir, but I do have a fella I know that's in the Greer Club, and he's got the most beautiful collection of different keys in the world. He would be the one I'd refer you to if I could remember his call, and I can't right now, and I should. But I have a straight key, real, I don't know what this guy's going to do. No turn signal, of course. He's from Georgia. They're a little bit slow. Anyways, I have one that was made in England, and then I have an N3ZS, I think it is. A big bronze key, Dave, and I just love it. It's huge. And then I have a straight key out of an old railroad depot. But there are fellas that collect them, and they can be of pretty good value depending on what they are. You know, paddles or bugs or iambics, whatever. And I'll see if I can round up that name for you. I think his name might have been Dave, wasn't it, Bernice? You remember? I'll find out. Paul, W4FC, would be the one to ask. And I can get in touch with him and find out something about it for you.
Okay, I mean, I'm not looking for anything for them. You know, they were kind of gifted to me, and I'm not a big CW guy, so I just want to pass them along to whoever would like them. You know, they'll come to good use, you know, not be destroyed or thrown away or anything.
I'd be glad to take them off your hands, but I don't know what they are without looking at them, and I'm not out to cheat anybody, but I could see that they fall into the proper hands eventually. There's not a lot of people in this area now that do CW that I know of. The KI4DOS would be a good one to give them to, Gary. And he knows a lot of people. Or you can give them to me, and I'll give them to Gary. Either way, I just don't want you to think I want them just because I'm trying to cheat you out of them or something like that. But Gary runs the swap net, and you might find a home for him. And if I see one that's worth quite a little bit or something, I'll tell you exactly what it's worth.
All right. Well, if I get a chance this week, I'll give you a jingle on the Twisted Pair there, and I'll box them up and bring them over, and you can take a look and let me know what you think. And we'll kind of leave it there for now.
Sounds like a plan. I love CW, and I do it every night, usually from about 8 till 10 or 11. And it's just something I don't want to lose, and it's good. Well, I'm 76 years old. It keeps my brain active. And I'm not a candidate for, what's the name of it? Alzheimer's yet. So I think that might help. You know, they say reading does, and I'm sure CW does, because you got to think up to 4 bits at a time, and there are 5, and do all the letters and the alphabet and the punctuation marks. And so that's one reason that I love it. It's good for me, Dave.
Number 4, NGU. NGU recognized. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, that's cool. I never really got into CW more than passing my novice exam umpteen million years ago. And then my general. I never stayed with it, so. NGU to get it, KB2HXS. Good afternoon.
Hey, guys. I don't remember his call either, Tom, but it seemed like his name was Mark Allendorf. Does that ring a bell?
Yes, it does. Yeah, Bernie says no, but I think that's right. But he's got an antique collection that's just phenomenal. And is a great individual. But I'll look at him for you, Dave. I'd be tickled death just to see him.
Okay, that'd be great. That'd be great. Oh, gentlemen, I got to take a phone call real quick. I'll be back in a few minutes. KB2HXS. NGU to get it. KB2HXS out.
What's up, Tom?
You've used my key. You know what it's like. I wouldn't take a farm in Arkansas for it. But we can surely find somebody that would enjoy that. And I don't need the money. I don't need the, I'm not out to get him. But I can give him a good idea, or maybe tell him a little history of them. And I like most of them, but I don't like bugs. I don't know if you ever use those, what's those beautiful keys that are bugs? Vibroplex. I never could get to operate one of those. This is N0TR.
I was a young ham. I used to want one of those things, but it's easy to develop a swing and a very distinctive not good CW with those things, unless you really pay attention. And I've got a bencher. Used to have a silver plated bencher, but now I've just got one. It's just black and it's fine, but it's quite heavy, and it's all I need. Never have done the iambic. They say that's the way to go. I've just done it the regular way. But and I had an old railroad key, but I hadn't seen it in years. And then I guess last year I bought a Lafayette Code Practice Oscillator, just simply because I had one when I was 15. And I've got to replace the transistor in it, but it came with a nice little straight key. But that bencher's about all I...
That's what Gary's got, KFRDOS. And I had one of those for years and years and years, the chrome-plated one. And there's nothing wrong with a bencher. And they're reasonably priced. If you get into begallies and things like that, they can get rather pricey. But I've never been able to hardly copy the guys that run the bugs. I knew one individual used one, and he was great. W0RRL. Jim Wilson up in Kansas. And he was a railroader with my dad, electrician. And then I heard a guy one night, and he was running a bug. But other than that, I can't hardly copy him, because they got a distinct characteristic to them, much like when you hear Cuba. You know what Cuba sounds like?
Yeah, they say in CQ, da-da-da-da.
And I've never heard a Cuban yet, hardly, that it wasn't going chirp, 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 chirp.
Of course, that's not a characteristic of the key. But, and the problem is the market for those things is going to wane. As the older generations die off, people that want that kind of thing don't care about it anymore. I know a guy that restores military vehicles, and he has his whole life done that as a hobby, and some of his vehicles have been bought by movies, and he's got an incredible museum behind his house with stuff like this in it. And hang on just a second. He said he's loved it all his life and has planned to keep it, but he's thinking of selling because the market's getting at the top of the value range that the guys that care about Jeeps and half tracks and tanks and all from that era, even fully restored, young people don't care about that stuff anymore, so he's thinking of selling out.
And you know, Chad's got a beautiful old Jeep, if you want to call them beautiful. Of course, it's green, drab green, but it's an original. But I can't tell you the history of it or anything like that, but he can. And I'm sure the grandkid his new grandson will be driving that one these days. I saw some that were replicas down at, and Patrick did too, down at Tractor Supply the other day. And they're not these little plastic things. They're $2,500. And I got to tell you, if I can get this in the right gear here, I'm getting ready to pull in the garage. But they really look sharp now. They look like the original Jeep, Phil. But you're right. The generations nowadays, they would rather get a decoder and an encoder and use a keyboard. And I only worked with one guy in my life that was using a keyboard, and I really didn't know it. And he turned out that he was a radio telegrapher, and he was like 99 years old, and he got to where he couldn't run the key. But, you know, his code was perfect, and so I asked him in CW about it, and he says, Tom, I can't do it anymore. He says, hey, you used to use the American telegraph code, I think it was, instead of the one we use now. But he could run that keyboard well. And I've heard guys doing that high speed, you know, 40, 50, 60 words a minute. I knew they had to be running a keyboard. But the younger generations, you know, it takes elbow grease. And I think they ran out of that a long time ago.
Our generation, my daughter had some friends over her age, which is out of college, over the weekend, and one of them went outside and the tire was flat, and he didn't know how to change it.
Had a master's degree, plus 40, and a degree in music education and a master's in music, and she also had a degree in elementary education, so she could teach that, and she didn't know how to check the oil in her car after she got out of college.
Well, the hobby used to be rebuild cars for high school guys, and now the manuals talked about taking off the head and all that stuff, but now the manuals tell you how to work the FM radio.
Yeah, and the men you're driven. An old DeSoto, it was a 49, Phil, and it had this gargantuan radio in it and push buttons on it. Boy, was that a beautiful old car.
I remember one time, but in all fairness, some of the new jacks and stuff on cars, they're totally different from other cars. But I remember a few years ago, I had a work vehicle, It was a Toyota Camry. And I thought, you know, I don't know how to replace this tire with it, that stupid little jack. I think I'll just get it out and take a tire off and put it back on just for practice. One afternoon, I did it. And it wasn't any problem, but I had to, you know, kind of figure out whatever. And 2 weeks later, I had a flat on the way to work, and I knew what I was doing and got the tire changed to the spare and wasn't even late for work.
That's unheard of nowadays. There's my neighbor out there. Hi, Tim. And he's bringing the doggies out. He just got home from work, I guess. Well, that's something. I bought one of those. I had a big, huge hydraulic jack, and I gave it to Tim or sold it to him. I don't know which one. I think I about gave it to him. And it was a big BF Goodrich thing or Goodyear that I'd gotten at Costco's years ago. And he's got a nice garage in that, and so I give it to him. And I've given him a lot of my tools and other people some of them. And I just can't use them anymore. But I did find a jack that's real rapid raising. In other words, when you pump it, it raises real fast. And it's pretty small, Phil. I mean, if you had a work car, you could throw it in the trunk, you know. And boy, that would be really handy for something like that. But most people wouldn't want to do that. But yeah, there's notches usually in the frame along the side there, or an arrow that shows you where you can jack it up and where you can't. Well, Phil, it's great hearing you. We're sitting here idling, feeding the Arabs, and we just got back from Costco's and Sam's and over to Spartanburg, and then went down to the daughter's, and she had surgery on her hip, and she's doing fine. They replaced a tendon in there and took her a rotisserie chicken, which we got in the back of the car here for us, too, and some grapes and some other things, and I brought Jordan some of those chocolate milk things. Who makes them, Bernice? Starbucks. He likes those. I bought a case of those, and they're in little glass bottles like we used to get in school with our chocolate milk and milk in them. And he likes that, so I brought him that. And we just got back home. They had a nice day and a nice visit with Amy. And cured all the politics in the world, too. Got everything straightened out. Take care, Phil. Come by and see us someday. W4NGU in 0TR73.
Hello, Bernice. And we'll see y'all later. W4, never give up. Clear.
Hi, Phil.